ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 एंटिटल स्टेटस को चैप्टर 33 एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कपिला And text number 2.
Devahutirvacha
Atopi aja nanta salila sayanam Atapi ajo nanta salila sayanam Bhutendriyartatmamayam vapuste Bhutendriyatatmamayam vapuste Guna pravaham sadeshasya bijam Guna pravaham sadeshasya bijam Tadyo svayam yajjadarjava arabja jate. Jatadabja. Tadyo svayam yajjadarjava chadaha. Devahutirvacha Atopi ajananta salile sayanam Bhutendriya tatmamayam vapuste Guna pravaham sad ashesha bijam Dadyo svayam yajjata jabja jataha Devahuti ruvacha Atapi ajo nanta salile sayanam Bhutendriyatatmamayam vapuste Guna pravaham sad ashesha bijam Jatyo svayam yajjata rabja jataha Devahutir vacha Atapi ajo nanta salile sayanam Bhutendriyatatmamayam vapuste Guna pravaham sadashesha bijam Jatyo svayam yajjata rabja jata Atopi ajananta salile sayanam Devahutirvacha Atopi ajananta salile sayanam Bhutendriyatatmamayam vapuste Guna pravaham sadashesha bijam Dadyo svayam yajjata rabja jata Devahutir vacha Najapi ajonanta salile sayanam Bhutendriyatatmamayam vapuste Guna pravaham sadashesha bijam
Dadyo Swayam Yajjatarabjajata Yodirvacha Atapi Ajonante Salile Sayanam Bhutendriyatatmamayam vapuste Guna pravaham sadasesha bijam Dadyo svayam yajjatarab Matajis Devatir vacha Atapriyaja Sayanam Bhutendriyatma Mayam Apuste Guna Pravaham Sadashesha Bijam Dadyo Sayam Yajjatarab Jajata.
Word to word meaning. Devahuti Vacha.
Devahuti said.
Ata api. Moreover. Aja.
Lord Brahma.
Anta salile.
In the water.
Shayanam.
Lying.
Bhuta.
The material elements.
Indriya.
The senses.
Artha.
The sense objects.
Atma.
The mind.
Mayam.
Pervaded by.
Vapu.
Body.
Te.
Your.
Guna pravaham.
The source of the stream.
Of the three modes of material nature.
Sat,
manifest.
Asesha,
of all.
Bijam,
the seed.
Datyo,
meditated upon.
Swayam,
himself.
Yet,
of whom.
Jataha,
from the abdomen.
Abja,
from the lotus flower.
Jataha,
born.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki.
Translation. Devahuti said, Brahma is said to be unborn because he takes the birth from the lotus flower which grows from your abdomen while you lie in the ocean at the bottom of the universe. But even Brahma simply meditated upon you, whose body is the source of unlimited universe.
Purport.
Brahma is also named Aja, he who is unborn. Whenever we think of someone's birth, there must be a material father and mother, for thus one is born. But Brahma, being the first living creature within this universe, was born directly from the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, the Vishnu form lying down in the ocean at the bottom of the universe. Devahuti wanted to impress upon the Lord that when Brahma wants to see him, he has to meditate upon him. You are the seed of all creation. She said, although Brahma was directly born from you, he still has to perform many years of meditation, and even then he cannot see you directly face to face. Your body is lying within the vast water at the bottom of the universe, and thus you are known as Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. The nature of the Lord's gigantic body is also explained in this verse. That body is transcendental, untouched by matter. Since the material manifestation has come from his body therefore existed before the material creation. The conclusion is that the transcendental body of Vishnu is not made of material elements. The body of Vishnu is the source of all other living entities, as well as the material nature, which is also supposed to be the energy of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Devahuti said, "You are the background of the material manifestation and all created energy, and therefore you delivering me from the clutches of Maya by explaining the system of Sankhya philosophy, it's not so astonishing. But your being born from my abdomen is certainly wonderful, because although you are the source of all creation, you have so kindly taken birth as my child. That is most wonderful. Your body is the source of all the universe, and still you put your body within the abdomen of a common woman like me. To me, that is most astonishing."
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanashalakya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Visakan Vitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Apta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The blessings of all devotees. Speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam, from my own purification. So here we have come to the last chapter, the conclusion of third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. So for the past few months we've been discussing on the teachings of Lord Kapila. So Lord Kapila Dev's giving instruction to Mother Devahuti, because Devahuti asked some questions to Kapila Dev, that how can I come out of ignorance, and I have fear, how can I come out of this fear, and a lot of questions, and Kapila Dev, because he explained the Sankhya philosophy, the analysis of material creation and material energy, material elements. So here you can see in this purport also Prabhupada writing that Devahuti saying that because everything is coming from you, and you by your mercy I can come out of the clutches of Maya. And then Devahuti follow devotional service, which is the way where we can attain the goal. So in this purport, in this prayers, Devahuti saying about Lord Brahma. So, the description of Lord Brahma's birth is given in two cantos, in this third canto and also in second canto. So, in third canto, Brahma praying for creation and also how Brahma was created. And in second canto also,
the Lord meet Brahma, there also a description of Brahma is given. So it is like that was the, you know, the initial creation of Brahma, and then this canto is like every you know, there is two kind of dissolution. One is fully, and then one takes place every night, and also when Brahma leaves his body, then he manifests again. So there are different dissolutions and creation taking place. Even when Brahma goes to sleep, there is partial dissolution, and then when he wakes up, then again he creates. So, you know, when you, in the first starting of purport, Prabhupada write, when someone thinks of birth, there must be a material father and mother, for thus one is born. So, you know, in recent, few days back, received a WhatsApp message, you know, the video. So there was one child. The child went and asked his mother, you know, how I came, like how actually creation of human take place. So the mother explained that there is one Supreme God, there is Supreme Lord, and he created, you know, the living entities, and then, you know, he actually made this creation, and that's how we came. So the same child went to his father and then asked, you know, how, you know, we have been created, how the living entities or humans been created. Then the father said, actually there was evolution, and then there was monkey, and then from monkey human came. So the child was little confused. He got both different answers. Then they were having dinner at the dining table. The child said, "Mother, why are you lying to me? I asked father, he said, you know, we are evolution and then we all come from monkey. But you are saying God created us. You know, why you have to lie?" The mother said, no, it's correct only. I didn't lie. My family God created, and your father family, you know, all came from monkey." So, it's a joke actually. So we, the creation, it's very difficult to understand, and we have seen many theory after theory, and still people are researching and trying to. Fine. Imagine like you're sitting in one part of this small world, and this world is in a, you know, like a mustard in a bag of mustard seeds, and like that there is billions and millions of universe, and you know there's a lot out there, and we trying to find the, you know, how creation happens. So it's like totally inconceivable. So even so, Brahma, when Brahma came from his, when Vishnu navel, lotus flower came, and then from the lotus Brahma born. So when Brahma came, he was confused. He didn't know what is the environment, and he didn't know about himself. So even Brahma is finding difficulty in understanding the creation, the complexity of creation. So Brahma, what he did, he want to find the source of this lotus flower. He want to know where it is coming from. So he entered the stem, and then he was going deep. He couldn't able to find. Then there was, because of the water hitting the stem of the lotus flower, there was two syllable sound, ta, pa. So there is tapa. So he understood this is the voice of the Supreme Lord. And then he came back to the lotus flower, and this time he started meditation. So Brahma starting meditation, he was meditating for a long number of years. It said that 1,000 celestial years he was meditating to understand the himself and understand the whole thing. So when meditation, the Lord, Supreme Lord appeared. So in the two canto, there are different description is given. So in the second canto, the Lord appeared and shook his hand with Brahma. And then he took him to Vaikuntha and showed the Vaikuntha. So it is interesting Gurujan Prabhu's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He was saying that Brahma had desire to create material creation, but he didn't have that ability to do it. So sometimes we have this problem as well. Sometimes we have this ability and we have this skill, but we don't have the desire to serve in the service of God. Or sometimes we have the desire, but we don't want to sharpen our skill or ability to serve in a better way. So Brahma here setting a great example that he went into meditation and the Supreme Lord appeared because he did this austerity or penance or tapa not to increase his ability in creation. Rather, he did this austerity and performed tapa in order to please the Supreme Lord. So that's why the Supreme Lord appeared before him. It's not because of his great austerity and his great penance that the Supreme Lord pleased with him. It's not that that's why the Supreme Lord appeared before him. No, he appeared before him because he pleased with the activities, with the austerity, in terms of he wants to desire to please the Supreme Lord. So, Krishna or the Supreme Lord is attracted, by our devotion, not by our skill or talent. Whatever amount he said that because he received the instruction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he faithfully followed that instruction. And that is the secret of success. So Prabhupada write in that section, purport, that Brahma is there. Brahma is the first living entity. And his spiritual master is the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord gave the mantra to Brahma. So that is the initiation. So Brahma was first trying to, he's bewildered, he's trying his ability to find the source and in want to do the creation, but he could not do it. Then he went to meditation by following the instruction of the spiritual master, that is Supreme Lord. And then the Supreme Lord initiated Brahma with the Krishna mantra in his heart. And then he did the meditation. So basically that's a second birth for Brahma. So Brahma was first born and then he got the second birth by receiving the mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before him and then he showed the Vaikuntha. So the Brahma actually practiced Bhakti Yoga. Otherwise, how one can get the entrance into Vaikuntha? So this was Brahma followed the Bhakti Yoga process. And then the Supreme Lord showed him the abode of Vaikuntha to Brahma. So here, by receiving the instruction from the spiritual master and faithfully executing the instruction of the spiritual master is the secret of success. So Prabhupada said, you don't have to do anything, just do this, then you also can shook your hands with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada, right? Any preacher following in the footsteps of Brahma will also can see face to face the Supreme Lord and shook hands with him. So Prabhupada writing in that, you know, section. And we can see from the life of great acharyas, even Srila Prabhupada, purpose is that he wants to fulfill the instruction of his spiritual master. So when he met his spiritual master in 1922 in Ultadanga Junction, he was hesitant to even meet him. Somehow or other, his friend Naren, his friend name is Naren, he pursued him, said, "This person is great, you have to meet him. This person is different." So when he met him, he received the instruction that even before, even, you know, he bowed down and even he was about to sit, even that time only Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, "You are, you know, English, you know, well educated, you know, man, why don't you preach in English the message of Chaitanya to the English speaking world?" So Srila Prabhupada actually was taken back, because he doesn't know him. And but Prabhupada, you know, he opposed, he challenged Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. He said that India is under British rule. We want independence. The Prabhupada actually that time, he was identifying himself as a nationalist. Gandhi was protesting British government, and it was he was requesting everyone to quit British, whatever related to British. That's why Srila Prabhupada, when he graduated from the Scottish English College, he didn't go for graduation because he quit the certificate. He didn't like the receiving certificate from the English, British. So he was identifying himself as a nationalist, but he didn't give his heart to it. So in Leela Amrita we can see that he had this heart, he didn't give it to nationalists, but he was keeping it with himself. So then he challenged, "This is, you know, we need independence. Then only anyone can able to accept this." So what Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said is that this is very temporary. This, you know, independent or this politician or politics. Krishna consciousness cannot wait for this. This is urgency. This will go, but this is very important. So when Srila Prabhupada was defeated, when he came out, he said, you know, that was a good conversation. And he said, "I'm happy because the message of Lord Chaitanya is in right hands." He was happy because this is the thing. He had seen a lot of saints. His father, you know, had received a lot of saints in his home, had feeded him, you know, had taught him. You know. And that is his only wish, you know, his mother or father of Srila Prabhupada, they want Srila Prabhupada to be a great devotee of Radharani. They always prayed for it. But then it all come back after that incident. You know, that's the transformation of heart. Then to execute that order, it almost took 44-45 years for Srila Prabhupada, 1922, and then you see 1965. So, but every time he had some other obstacle in his life. Every time he had some obligation. After the nationalism, then he got, you know, family obligation, then raising up the family, then he got into business, then, you know, he wants to help the Gaudiya Math, but then there is a problem in Gaudiya Math. Then he wants to renew the book magazine by of Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, the harmonist. He had helped his god brothers in Delhi, but didn't work out. And it's interesting that is not that Prabhupada always wanted to take the full credit, or you know, he wanted to always looking forward to start the movement by himself. No. Wherever he was and whatever service he was there, he put his full heart. He was, you know, in Bombay, he was helping, you know, establishing a Gaudiya Math for his god brothers. So he actually went and looked the places, you know, he organized that, he made life members, he organized his program. Then, you know, he went to Allahabad, there also he helped his, you know, god brothers. Then he went to Delhi, helped his god brothers in printing. So, you know, it is in another way, actually it's a training ground for Prabhupada, because he is going to do all by himself in New York. So he know how to see the place for the temple. He has experience in printing press. He has experience in, you know, seeing the real estate. He has experience in traveling. Even, you know, Prabhupada, you know, had an intense travel before leaving to America. He always traveled in the third class reservation compartment in a local train. So that's the most intense thing in India that time, you know. And then, you know, his travel is from Allahabad to Bombay to Calcutta, like that intense travel. So in a way, you know, Krishna is actually preparing him to, you know, to have the big. So here, so the Lord Brahma, coming back, so followed the instruction of his spiritual master, and then he able to get the success. So then the Lord is pleased very much and asked the benediction to Brahma. But here the Brahma performance of austerity is he had this submissive attitude to please the Lord, and to like his motto is some more or other the please the Lord. It's in that section. So to have that, you know, it's a very high standard that in pleasing the Supreme Lord, or pleasing the instruction of the Supreme Personal for spiritual master, despite of one inconvenience or, you know, undergoing physical discomfort, it is a very high level, and for that one needs very purity of heart. So the Prabhupada writes in that. So here the Lord Brahma, here Prabhupada, in the middle of the Prabhupada, it says that even though Lord Brahma was born out of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, but he can't able to see the Lord straight. I mean directly. So he has to undergo this austerity and meditation in order to see the Lord. Then Devahuti is astonished, because she is saying, you are the most inconceivable. Everything comes from you. What is more astonishing is the inconceivable thing has been conceived in my womb. This is more astonishing. So because here the Supreme Lord is instructing Devahuti in all the path. You know, it's not we see the previous chapter, the Kapila Dev instructing, he gives the path of Ashtanga, he gives the path of Jnana, and he gives the path, you know, devotional service. And not only that, he also gives the negative side of, you know, one's entanglement, and you know how one is getting fruitive activities and adverse fruitive activities, then how he is going through the hell and, you know, coming again as a living entity. So then she can see that the Supreme Lord is the source of all material element and also the spiritual. Especially the how this living entity is entangled in the material, you know, clutches. And then how
you know, this Supreme Lord is so merciful, and he is coming down and helping the every living entity to get out of this material clutches. Then when Brahma was meditation, and then the Supreme Lord appeared, so it is said that by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, that's why the Brahma could able to see the Lord. There are different commentaries, you know, commentaries there. They always have this thing that you know, there is cat and kitten, and there is a monkey and, you know, what do you call, baby monkey. So, you know, the cat catches the, you know, if you see, the cat actually takes the kitten with his mouth. But when in terms of monkey, the baby monkey has to hold the mother monkey. So sometimes we have this idea that is it by doing our devotional service we can able to achieve the goal, or is it by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that we can able to, you know, he reveals to us. So that's an example of, you know, cat catching the kitten, that the Supreme Lord helping us to take out of this material world. And the monkey and the small monkey is that our endeavor or our ability or our, you know, able to grab. Actually, it has to be both way. For example, we also see that for us to desire, it has to initiate from us. That we have to desire at least that we have to go back to Godhead. No one can help in that. Unless until we don't develop that desire that I want to meet Krishna face to face, or I want to understand myself, or I want to get out of this material world, then there is no impetus, or there is no, then we find it difficult. So that doesn't matter how much of a service or instruction we get, unless until we develop that desire and we work on that, it's very difficult to relate. But of course, the mercy of the Supreme Lord flows indiscriminately, like the rain. It falls everywhere, doesn't matter. You know, the pastime of, you know, that was reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the Mahaprabhu is actually doing the Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan, and then the Chand Kazi was there. We actually, you know, didn't like the Sankirtan. Then Mahaprabhu started this civil disobedience movement. So he went to Chand Kazi, and then by that time he went, Chand Kazi's heart is already transformed, because the day when he came and broke the Mridanga, Narasimha Dev appeared in his dream and scared him. You know, practically he said, "I will kill you if you do again." And he also showed the nails of Narasimha Dev. But what is interesting is, Chand Kazi says that, you know, there were like the other mullahs, other Muslim, they were complaining to Chand Kazi. You know, they're saying, you know, this chanting this mantra,
you know, we couldn't able to stop. I don't know what mantra they are chanting. It is sticking to our tongue. And it's very difficult to even leave, you know, forget this one. Do something. We are continuously chanting. All these Muslim people are coming to chant Gasi. But interesting, the other side is the Brahmanas, the smarta Brahmanas, the so-called they take birth in. They are also coming and complaining to Jandakasi. They are saying, you know, this Nimai Pandit, he actually, you know, bringing down the glory of this mantra and everything. He is freely distributing, and you know, so that if he is freely distributing, the potency of the mantra is going. You should not allow him in this place. You should send him out. they think that by distributing to many people, the potency of Mahamantra goes down. But Mahaprabhu is so merciful that even, you know, the people from lowest of the lowest, the meat eaters or dog eater or anyone, doesn't matter, they get the highest. And by seeing him, by, you know, coming in contact with him, everyone gets the love of God. So that's a you know, greatest blessing in Kali Yuga. Most of the time we actually look down upon Kali Yuga because it's so difficult, you know, it's a lot of problem, and you know. But actually, it is a greatest opportunity and benediction for us, because in Kali Yuga, one can, you know, come to God relation or self realization or come to devotional service very fast, because we see, you know, it's like we find this space very difficult to do anything in that matter. And by just doing chanting and by just taking up Krishna consciousness, one get the highest of what one can achieve in any other yuga or any other process. And it is freely distributed, indiscriminate way. There is no discrimination. So, following the footsteps of Brahma, and we can able to pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Panchatattva, that we can be able to an instrument in the service of Krishna. That's why Brahma prayed that I'm going to take up this task of creation. Please make sure that I don't get pride. And I just pray that I'm like to be an instrument in your hand. So similarly, if we can pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Panchatattva, that we want to be an instrument in the preaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Srila Prabhupada mission, then we can able to see the Supreme Lord face to face and shook hand with him. I'll just stop here and see if any comment, correction, questions. Hare Krishna. Antra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.